Welcome to a brand new day, navigating the ocean of emotion. I am Georgina Eggleston, your grief guide, and I am so grateful to you for joining me today, for taking the time for yourself to experience a thought, a process, a story that can shift your grief today. How are you showing up in this moment? What is your state of emotion? Are you angry, confused, in despair? It doesn't matter. That's how you are in this moment. And now, what's your energy pattern like? Close your eyes or cast them down for just a moment and notice, do you have a jicky up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, frenzied energy? Does your energy feel flat? Do you feel like you're being dragged down to the center of the earth by a gigantic magnet? Once again, simply notice your energy pattern. In this moment, my energy pattern feels like a wave of love going out to you and then returning back to me as our minds, hearts, and emotions are connecting today. We all know loss is a part of life. Many of you have experienced different kinds of loss: miscarriage, family estrangement, retired, fired, divorced, a diagnosis of a terminal illness, death of a pet, a person, or a dream. Grief is a natural consequence of loss. We hate grief. At least I do. I don't use that word very often, but I don't like grief. But instead of dreading the dark, heavy emotions of grief, consider, what if your body holds the key to navigating these dark, heavy emotions? My mentor, Alana Rubinfeld, said, emotions and energy are like waves building momentum, rising to a peak, flowing freely, then ebbing. Years ago, Alana Rubinfeld discovered that emotions live buried in the body. So instead of drowning in the tsunami of your ocean and emotion, you can learn to move with them. That's what this class is all about. And today we are going to experience some tools to do that. I've created a 4-week journey. And when you take this with me, you'll learn to experiment with and remain curious about your emotions instead of dreading them. You'll call upon your life experience and let your feelings have a voice. As you learn to remain open and curious, your emotions will guide you and reveal where the heaviness is imprisoned in your body. Maybe you can even feel that right now. Then you'll feel these emotions released and come away from each session feeling lighter. In this moment, what are you feeling? Just notice. Now say aloud, I am feeling blank, whatever it is. Do that again. Now where are you feeling that in your body? You may even float a hand to your chest if you're feeling a heaviness or a tightness there. Or float your hand to your throat if it feels like someone is strangling you there. Just notice. Now, release your hand and just shake it out. Now, notice what you're feeling. It may be the very same thing, which I'm imagining it is. And say, I am, and put that feeling in the blank. What is the difference when you say, I am feeling blank, or I am blank? Maybe there is no difference for you, or maybe there's a lot. So just email me at georgina.eggleston@gmail.com or go to beyondyourloss.com and click contact to reply to this and other things I'll ask on the call. Because you see, your unique experience informs your journey through grief. And remember, I said through. We never get over grief. We simply move through it. So, many of you are private clients, and I designed this program with you in my mind and heart, because I know that there are things in this program that we don't cover one-on-one that can give you that boost to get out of that stuck place. And many of you are seeking information, tools, and comfort. So this program is designed with you in mind. In week one, we'll explore the difference between feelings and emotions. Emotions live in the body, and they've been there for decades. Let's access them right now. So what I'm going to invite you to do is close your eyes or cast them down and simply scan your body and notice where there is a place in your body that's calling for attention. It may be a tightness as you try to breathe. It may be an ache or a pain or a pinch. Simply notice where that is now. Now rub your hands together until they're very warm. Pull them apart so you can feel the warmth between them. Bring them back together and rub them together again. Now, bring your hands apart and take your dominant hand and simply rest it on that place in your body that's calling for attention. And in this moment, notice how old you feel. And if you feel your age now, that's perfect. But for some of you, when I ask that question again, how old are you feeling? You may feel 5, 11, 17, 32. Once again, you can't get this wrong. This is your sixth sense, your intuition guiding you. So, in this, how old am I feeling? Notice the emotion that's under your hand, because whenever there's a sensation in the body, there's always an emotion. Give yourself time to breathe, be without any judgment, simply be curious. And then ask this emotion, what are you here to teach me? Because what we've done is we move from recognizing the tightness and the emotion to now relating to the emotion. And maybe you're simply relating to an image like a tight rope in your chest. And there is no emotion coming up for you right now. And that's fine. But by simply taking this time to be with your precious self, you're in a place of connection. And now, as you release the breath in your lungs, simply breathe in and release your hand and just shake it out. So I'm imagining for some of you, with for whom this is a familiar practice, for some of you who practice yoga, for others of you who practice mindfulness, you were able to recognize the place in your body that was tight, allow your hand to rest there, to contact that, to notice perhaps how old you were feeling in the moment, and then what was the emotion under your hand. And I'm curious if that tight place in your body feels different. Because very often when we recognize, relate to, then there's a release of emotion. So in week one, we are going to really discover more about feelings and emotion. We're also going to understand the energy states of grief and how they impact your body. Because those of you on the call who are in raw grief or in that place of overwhelm, exhaustion, confusion, a foggy brain. And we're going to learn more about grief brain. It's an actual phenomenon that in that first 90 days, or for some of you who still can't believe this loss has happened, 6 months, even out to a year, your brain is releasing stress hormones, and your body is on high alert. Simply the information that this loss has happened can have a jolt, a lightning bolt through your body. I remember a call that I got on December 16th from a friend's husband who said, "I have really, really sad news. My wife died Saturday." It felt like a bolt of lightning had gone through my body. My energy state became that jicky, shaky, frenzied energy state. With that one call and those two sentences. And it was 2 days before I could allow myself to release that. Listen to the word that I said, allow. So each of you on the call today are in a different state of grief. Some of you, like I said, are in that raw state. Others of you are in that fragile grief. This is the grief that's gone on for months and perhaps years. This is the state where you feel like there's a huge hole inside you. You've moved back into life and people are a little bit relieved to see that you're moving in and at your job and really writing brilliant articles or creating brilliant things at work. And so they're kind of taking a sigh of relief, feeling like, oh yeah, they're not grieving anymore. Wrong. You're barely holding yourself together. I was in this state of grief for nearly 7 years. And the thing that kept me stuck in this state of grief were the thoughts that kept looping round and round in my head. I was in the loop of longing, longing for life as it had been. Longing that things were different. I was in a motorboat, which was the now, but I was looking at the wake behind me, that everything had been shattered in my life. If I turned around and looked forwards in the motorboat, I could see a future, but it wasn't very bright. and it certainly wasn't clear. And in the motorboat, instead of being in the moment with my body and my emotions so that I could give myself permission to grieve, I simply got caught in looking at the wake. And so I was grieving, but my mind was out of control. I was in a place where my beliefs, this never should have happened. I should have done this or that. I am a bad mother. Beliefs were running and ruining my life. And I was suffering. And you know what a belief is, don't you? A belief is a thought with emotion wrapped around it. And beliefs actually create neural pathways in our brain. And we're going to talk about that in this course as well. Because what I know is we're an entire system, body, mind, emotions, spirit, and it's all tied up. It's all activated when we are in grief. We're also going to really explore some useful, practical ways of self-care as your life preserver. And I'm curious, how many of you listening to this call right now have a glass of water with lemon or a nice hot cup of tea? How are you sitting in your chair right now or lying on the couch? Just notice in this moment. Do you feel support behind your back? Because believe me, there is the entire universe that has our back, even though it doesn't feel like it. Can you feel your hips solidly sitting on the chair or standing with your feet connecting to the earth? Just this awareness is self-care. Hopefully none of you are driving while you're listening to this call, but if you are your hands down at 4 and 7 on the steering wheel instead of hunched up at 1 and 11? Just notice what happens when you bring your hands down if you are driving. So in week 2, we're going to really explore grief with the model that I've discovered over these 20 years. I call it ACE. We begin in anguished aloneness, but as soon as we can begin connecting with others, with our body, with these emotions, so they come up and out as they do in raw grief. It's just like a tsunami that we have no control over. Whereas when we move into fragile grief, it's our thoughts, our beliefs that really trigger our emotions. So in this time, we're going to learn about anguished aloneness, that it is really a call for connection to your inner world of thoughts and feelings via your body, so that the E in ACE can be expressing, expanding, and your essential self will emerge. So in this moment, let us do a centering connection. I call it centering breath. And many of you have been with me and you've seen this in the blog, but each of us is showing up right now as a dynamic being. And so in this time and in this place, this is going to be a different experience. So I'm going to invite you to release all the air in your lungs and then simply allow air to flow in through your nose. It's there. It's all around you. And notice the temperature of the air as you inhale. And then notice the temperature of the air as you exhale. Now, for the next minute, I'm going to invite you to simply do this process with awareness, breathing in through your nose, noticing the temperature, and breathing out through your nose, noticing the temperature. Go. Thank you. When was the last time you took time to do this, to simply sit and breathe? I do this every morning with eucalyptus oil, and it opens my lungs because grief lives in the lungs. Grief lives in the body, but the lungs are especially affected by grief. So it's a self-care tool that I use every single day. Now, in week two, we're going to also really dive deep into the concept of grief is a gigantic timeout, a time to move inward because grief is an inside job. And we're going to explore all the things that you can withdraw from. Time to withdraw from all your shoulds. And do only what must be done. Because guess what? The world is going to go on without you. It already has. Your world was turned upside down, but the world continues to go on. So to survive this pain, to really navigate it, to listen to it, to be in it, in this broken, open state, you must limit your doing. Let the flowers bloom, the birds sing, the nightly news blather on. But all the while, we're going to create some space for you so that your to-do list becomes really a ta-da list, a short one. In week three, we're going to be guided by the inner lighthouse. We're going to come closer to the center of all light because each of us was born with everything within us. Really a treasure to discover. You all came in as love and joy. It's so interesting to see and talk about joy with grieving people because it just seems like too much. But on this roller coaster of grief where there are highs and lows, I imagine you've experienced moments of joy because it can show up at any time, anywhere, for no particular reason. We come into life with joy. One minute, a baby can be smiling and giggling, and the next, that same baby can be sad, neither for any particular reason. Happiness, though, on the other hand, is more conditional. It's an event-based feeling. If things are going the way we want them to, we're happy. If they get off track and go wrong, wow, do we become unhappy. And this loss has certainly gotten us all off track. So we're going to, in this moment, consider ourselves as that pristine infant that we were born into this world as. I describe all of us as a sheet of aluminum foil that was just torn off the roll. Oh, yes. And then the first time you're yelled at, or you as a baby are jerked or picked up heavily or laid down hard, this tinfoil self of yours on the outside and in your bones starts to crumple. Oh, and then there's the look from your parent, or their children should be seen and not heard, for some of us who are older on the call. And over time, this light that's love, this treasure that is within us, is darkened. It's covered. And now in this light, in this grief, this loss, it seems like it's completely shattered. But we're going to discover it again. And today I'm going to invite you to do something more, a third tool for you, and that is to look around the room that you're in. And just notice, is there anything beautiful in this room? You may want to look outside. Outside my window this morning, there is a beautiful branch of cedar that has little diamonds of dewdrops, raindrops, just resting there. And it's magnificent, even in the darkness of this morning. What are you seeing in your world in this moment that's beautiful? Do you remember how that came to be? Notice what happens when you recall how this object came into your life. Notice, like I am, how you chose to move to this place with this tree outside that now has these beautiful diamond raindrops. And now, in this moment, what is your state of emotion? What are you feeling? And I'm going to invite you to say out loud, I am. And for me, I am energized looking at these drops of rain outside my window. In week 4, we're going to dive deep into a deeper connection with who I am. Because you see, each of us is no longer the person we were before this loss happened. And it's, who am I now? I'm hollow. I'm an empty shell. I'm no longer a mother. I'm no longer a wife. I'm no longer a sister or a daughter or a son. I'm no longer a pet owner. I'm no longer employed. I'm no longer being seen, heard, and appreciated because I'm showing up every day in the workplace that I was fired from. And this ties in with week 3 about going down to really access the depth of that light within us with practices. I am in this moment not the woman I was when my son died 22 years ago. I am very different. I've learned to feel my emotions. I've learned to slow down with my busy life because loss laid me low and I couldn't do anything but that. Recently, I took a significant time out from seeing clients, 16 days, as a matter of fact. And in that time, became very aware of my patterns, my habitual patterns of being, and how busy I am or not, and how I am at choice or feel like I am not. And that's what we're going to explore in week 4. So I hope that you will join me in this 4-week grief class. It's an opportunity to invest $97 in yourself. And for those of you that choose to push the enroll now button, you will receive by midnight on the 26th of January, you'll receive a couple bonuses. And one of the bonuses is the virtual gift basket that's on my website. And its value is $27. I made it inexpensive so people could send it as a virtual gift basket instead of a sympathy card. And we'll gather on a Zoom call on Sunday, February 16th at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And on that call, you'll be able to share whatever it is that you've been experiencing in the class. You'll also be able to ask questions of clarification. And we may even have another call the first Sunday in March if it feels like we want to do more. So thank you very much for the gift of these 31 minutes with me today. I'm going to ask you to pause before we close. Take a centering breath in through your nose, out through your nose, and now notice your state of emotion. What is it now that you've spent this 30 minutes in community with me, this 30 minutes plus? And what is your energy pattern? Mine still feels like that wave that's gone out to you and come back to me. So peace and blessings all over. Thank you for the gift of your time. And it's my intention that there was one image, one process, one little story from today, one sentence, oh, I'm not broken, I'm broken open, that will lighten your day. Email me, georgina.eggleston@gmail.com, or go to Beyond Your Loss and send me a contact. I'd love to have your message. And I'll see you on the class. February 2nd, it begins, the month of love. So let's love ourselves. Let's love this process so emotions can bring us information instead of putting us in a place of terror and the feeling like we're drowning. Thank you so much for being here today. Bye-bye.